All right, so download 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, we got the big reveal in court on who Michael Cohen represented in the past year. We knew two of them. Donald Trump, who allegedly paid hush money to a porn star. Elliot Brody, who paid hush money for an abortion. And wait for it. Sean Hannity, who, well, attorney-client privilege. Not sure why Hannity was repped by Cohen, but he tried to keep the relationship secret, but the judge said no. Hannity said he didn't do anything wrong, and this is the lib media making stuff up. Although, not sure why then you tried to keep the relationship secret. Sean Hannity is a pro-Trump commentator on Fox and has actually been called out by Trump on Twitter over 24 times for doing great work. Hashtag great work, not sad. What's going on? Hannity says he was never a client, and maybe he wasn't. The bigger issue here is that Hannity obviously corresponded with Cohen for something and then didn't disclose it when telling his audience how much the Cohen raid was dangerous for America. America? Maybe not so broad. You? Okay, getting warmer. But the big Cohen story for my money is that sources now say the FBI special prosecutor Robert Mueller has evidence that lawyer Michael Cohen was indeed in Prague in the summer of 2016. Why is this important? Because it's in the Steele dossier. And it was publicly denied by Cohen and the Trump administration, which then used that denial to say that the dossier was fake and discredited it. Pretty much because of that specific detail. Remember that? Cohen tweeted his passport, and Trump said they had the wrong Michael Cohen, and it's then called everything a disgrace. I think it was the first time we got the hashtag witch hunt. So if he was in Prague, what the what, man? Right? If there's no collusion and this is a witch hunt, why does everyone involved lie all the time? Why do they try to cover it up all the time? My objective opinion? It's weird. Just weird. The head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, or as I call him, new cabinet punching bag, is in hot water with the feds because it looks like it was illegal to build that $43,000 phone booth in his office, which begs the question, he either hates eavesdropping or he might just be Batman. He needs it, right? A pro-coal, unethical, fossil fuel-burning Oklahoma Batman. $43,000 to build a soundproof phone booth. Man, and to think most of us just have to mumble. Or if you grew up like me, stretch that landline phone cord as far as it can go till you reach the locked bathroom. You don't get busted by the feds for that move. Blago case rejected by the Supreme Court. Now all that can save the governor is clemency from President Trump. They did do Celebrity Apprentice together, so maybe Blago for FBI director? Hey, loyalty's not an issue here. Alderman Ed Burke, the longtime 14th Ward alderman, who just celebrated his 50th anniversary in office, has announced he's running for re-election. The only reason this is news is because Chuy Garcia and the Progressives, sounds like a 50s doo-wop band, Chuy Garcia and the Progressives. Anyway, they targeted Burke and essentially told him to retire with dignity or be defeated in February, or that maybe they sang it. Retire with dignity. Defeated in February. Burke's brother Dan Burke was just beat for state rep in the primary, and the feeling is that because Burke's Southwest Side ward has shifted to a largely Latino demographic, that he's vulnerable. But we're talking about Ed Burke here. He's not going to retire. It's his birthright to win this election and die in office, right? Like a real Chicago politician. That's real legacy. They're not going to let Harold Washington take all the legacy or First Mayor Daley. No. He's already got that on the tombstone. Died in office. He's going for it. Office of the Inspector General's report came out for the first quarter today. They pay attention to what's happening in the city departments. Highlights, dude from Cultural Affairs was sexually harassing security guards. The Water Department was hiding racist mass emails about Obama. Really nasty stuff. Some city workers did some fake invoices for car wash products. And a police commander was reprimanded for letting officers park for free on a side street near the United Center. What? That last one? Isn't that why you become a cop? Free parking at the United Center? Come on, IG. That's, come on. That's half the reason you become a cop. That and to protect truth, justice, and the American way. But also to get free parking for a Hawks game. I don't buy it. Rapper Kendrick Lamar won a Pulitzer for his album Damn. Not street cred, right? Also, not a lot that could rhyme with Pulitzer. Maybe a compound word. Or maybe two words. Like full of hair. But you her, you know, full of her. Or maybe like Aaron Burr. Throw something in about the Lincoln assassination. I'm here. I'm available to ghostwrite, Kendrick. Whatever you need. Congratulations. In weather, now I'm angry. I went to the spring coat in a sign of solidarity for these weather shenanigans, and I must have angered Mother Nature because since I've done that, nothing but sideways rain and now snow. Let me light some incense and get my old winter coat back on and beg for forgiveness. I apologize, Mother Nature. I apologize. In sports, the White Sox haven't played since Thursday. They took a surprise weekend off. Why not, right? Just hit the old price line, see what's available, just get away from it all. Or there was a huge snowstorm in Minneapolis, one way or the other. I wonder what they did with their time off. There's a nightclub in St. Paul located in a strip mall. I saw Daddy Yankee there once, the RNC, back in 2008. I mean, it's too late. They're already to Oakland. But I was just saying, I should, if I had a pipeline, if I could have got to Ed Farmer earlier, I would have let him know the cool club that I once saw Daddy Yankee in, about 25 minutes from the park. Hopefully this road trip will get the bats popping again. The Cubs-Cardinals game was canceled due to weather. I'm so confused on what constitutes bad weather. Did you see the Cubs play on Saturday against the Braves? Oh, man. My. What a crappy baseball game. When you could see the wind just slam against the jerseys. Oh, bone shaking. So terrible. Yet they played. And they got beat. But Cubs now have had two straight cancellations. They get back at it tomorrow. The NFL draft is now just a week away. A week plus a couple days. Most mock drafts have the Bears picking offensive lineman Quentin Nelson with the overall eighth pick. Let me see how that feels. Here's a throw, 30-yard downfield. Oh, attention, that's a first down. Oh, but wait, a flag in the backfield that's going to be holding on Quentin Nelson. Yeah, feels good. Feels right. There's also some that suggest the Bears may trade out of the top 10 because they might get some more talent in the first round. But then again, mock drafts are all about guessing every single scenario so that someone can say, I was right, when everyone else was terribly wrong. The NBA playoffs, do you care? Does anyone care? The Bulls aren't in it. I did watch highlights of the Timberwolves-Rockets game, and Derrick Rose was classic D. Rose in one play where he drove the lane and got the foul, and another one where he lost his guy, which led to an easy dunk on the other end. It was classic D. Rose. Perfect. And finally tonight, the city wants to up the fines for those who get caught double parking in downtown Chicago. As a guy who is three cars back of said double parker, I applaud this. But as the guy who's the double parker, just go around. Covered all my bases there. That's the carryout for April 16, 2018. It's official. This weather has ruined all of our grilled options on the menu. If you're ordering the grilled chicken sandwich, you know, pan fried just as good. Even better. Coming up, Touche, Charles Lipson, and Dave Lundy in studio. We got lots to talk about when it comes to national politics. And at 8 o'clock, Neil Brennan, a great stand-up comedian and co-creator of The Chappelle Show, joins us. All that on a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us. Rob Martier, quick correction. And Pete, I'm surprised you didn't jump in on here. This shows how much I was paying attention. On Saturday, when the Cubs are playing in those bone-chilling temperatures, I watched the first couple innings. And it was quickly 10 to nothing or 10 to 2 or 10 to 3, and I just walked away from it. And I said, I kind of flippantly said in the carryout, Cubs, they lost terrible. They didn't lose. They came back and won that game. I should have known that. That's a faux pas on my part. I had a whole thing I was thinking about in the carryout about it, like, these guys don't like to play in the but it's cold weather. I'm glad I cut all that. I had no idea. I honestly didn't know. I thought the Cubs lost that game. See, that's I'm one of those fans that walks away too early, you know, who left.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't catch it. I'm surprised our astute listeners didn't.
Well, the listeners are. They're railing on me on Twitter right now.
In my former life when I did sports, God forbid if I messed up a score.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was bad. You know what? Hey, I own it. Cubs win.
Good for you.
Cubs win.